You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey everyone, Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast. Today is February 15th, 2024, and thanks for hanging with me. If you haven't done so already, please hit like and subscribe. Then head on over to youtube.com/HelloCupcakeIt'sMe to check out the YouTube videos that are updated twice a week on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And then also go check out the upcoming book website, cdsthebook.com. Make sure you follow me on all the different social medias, and then go give the blog some love over at hellocupcakeitsme.com. So, how are y'all? Happy late Valentine's Day. I hope you had a great day with your significant other or just enjoying the day by yourself. Either way, you know, hope that you had a good day, and I hope that you have been good since our last Thursday's podcast. And I'm sorry for the late upload on this. Had a friend who called me this morning in a little bit of a crisis mode and just needed someone to talk to. So I spent the first like 3.5 hours of the day talking to this person and just making sure that they were okay. And when they felt like they were good enough, we went ahead and got off the phone with one another. So not exactly what I had planned for the day, but you know what? That's what I love about the roller coaster of life is some days it's ups and downs. Other days you have wonderful adventures. And still some other days you just have stuff thrown at you and you just got to learn how to roll with the flow. So I've been doing a lot of work on the book website. So if you've been to the website, say like last week or whatever, it's completely different this week. Changed some of the wording around. I'm going to be adding in some new options, especially for donors and sponsorships and stuff like that. So yeah, you know, if you want to be a donor or sponsor, that would be really amazing and would seriously help out a lot. And I'm going to have information about how to go about doing that on the website here pretty soon. I have two sponsorship buttons on there right now for Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon. But I think I'm going to further define all of that information and just go from there and try to figure out how to put on payment buttons and stuff like that. So yeah, you know, if you guys even donated like $5, that would be freaking fantastic. And everyone who donates gets a recognition on the website and in the book and everything else. So yeah, all that being said, talked to the editor today, and she said that she was needing to print it out so that she had better access to it because she was having some technical difficulties on her end or whatever. So apparently that's what she's going to be doing this weekend, and hopefully we could get things moving along a lot quicker, and then I just need to get it to a formatter after that. So yeah, got a lot of good things happening with the book, and I'm feeling pretty confident with it. There's also that part of me that is holding off, like, you know, does my voice need to be heard? Is this just going to be a lot of crap like, how is this going to be received? You know, just self-doubt and whatever else. But, you know, like I've said from the very beginning, even if only one person gets some type of value from it, then that's all that really matters to me. I think that, you know, in 5, 6, 7 years, if I happen to come across the book at a Goodwill, though, that's going to cause me some depression, and I would probably have to buy it just so that I had it on hand or something like that, or maybe even sign it, and then that way somebody who happens to pick it up just feels like that much more connected and put some kind of meaningful but generic signature byline in there or something like that. So anyways, I don't know, got a lot of different things going on with that. As for everything else going on in life, I am still battling my goddamn blood sugars, so that's fun. They can't decide if they want to be in the 400-500 range or if they want to be at, like, corpse level. So I don't know what's going on with it. I did figure out that my transponder, my transmitter, was probably faulty, and that was what was giving me all my weird readings or whatever, but, the same seems to be going on with this one that I put in, so I don't know. I do know that I have an upcoming doctor's appointment with my diabetic specialist here next month in March, but I might have to call and schedule something a little bit sooner and just go from there. And I'm also having trouble getting my insulin right now. Normally I'm given 2 vials of insulin a month because they're only a 21-day supply, each bottle by itself. And I guess the insurance was like, well, if it's only 21 days, then why are you giving him 41 or 42 days or whatever else? And it's like, well, you assholes, you do realize that there are at least 30 days in a month, and if I have to change out my insulin cartridges every 3 days and I can't reuse the insulin that's inside of them, what do you expect me to do? So I am hoping to be able to get some kind of answer or a rewrite on the script or something so that I could go pick up my insulin tomorrow, because yeah, I'm going to run out by Monday or Tuesday. So keeping my fingers crossed that that's not going to happen. Anyways, and I had it transferred to a different pharmacy, like one that's literally a mile down the street from me versus the 19 miles one direction that I have to go to get to the other pharmacy. And the pharmacy right down the street is a Kroger, and they're trying to tell me that they were going to charge me $35 just for my insulin. And I'm like, no, you're not, because there was a bill that was just passed that you can't charge more than $12 for an insulin or whatever. And I said, even then, I don't pay for that particular insulin. I only pay for my quick pins and stuff like that. So I don't know, I gotta figure something out. But yeah, I've also just been playing my video games on both my phone and my Switch. Still trudging along and grinding on Saints Row 3, and yeah, that's pretty much what's been going on in life. Last night, I also went out with a friend. We ended up going to dinner, and she needed to just be around people. She's still dealing with a lot of stuff and still reeling from the fact that her son passed away about a month ago at this point. And so she just needed to be around folks. And so I was like, okay, well, you know what? Come pick me up and I'll go out with you or whatever. And we ended up just literally going across the street to the Mexican restaurant that's right there and just sat there for about an hour talking and bullshitting and just getting things off of her chest, getting things off of my chest, and just kind of going back and forth and having a good time. So it was nice to get out of the house also and to be able to just hook up with her and, like, you know, talk. And a lot of times that's all that we need is when we're going through some stuff is, like, the number one thing that people automatically want to do is retreat into themselves and not talk to anyone and, like, somehow feel like self-punishment and self-isolation is the best bet. But, you know, that's not good for your mental health. That's not good for anything. And you might be thinking, well, you know, I don't like to complain and I don't want people to see that side of me. But I'm sure that there's people in your life that you can open yourself up to and that they wouldn't think anything less of you. And one of the things that I've established with my friends, because I'm a natural fixer, like, you tell me a problem, I want to fix it for you. And I notice that sometimes that comes across as quite overbearing. So I always tell my friends, okay, is this a I'm looking for suggestions and help on fixing things conversation, or is this a I just need you to sit there and listen to me bitch and vent conversation? Because, you know, those are two different people. If you want me to, like, listen to you and try to help fix the situation or whatever else, I'm going to be putting on my therapy hat. I'm going to be analyzing stuff. I'm going to be interjecting ideas and suggestions and so on and so forth. If you just want to bitch and vent, I'm going to go pour myself a cup of tea. I'm going to get cozy and I'm going to just sit there and listen and just, like, know, you know, just know that I'm there for you, holding space. So, hopefully you have that kind of a person in your life. If not, and you're feeling kind of suicidal or depressive or whatever, there are hotlines that you can get a hold of. 988 is one of the nation's suicide crisis, let's just talk it out, phone lines. And there's other phone numbers and stuff that you can send text messages to or call. If you're a member of the LGBTQ community and you want to talk to somebody who understands, like, what it's like to be part of the community, or maybe even identifies as you identify, check out the trevorproject.org. There's a bunch of different phone numbers and online chatting and text messaging that you can do with somebody that will be there to help you and to listen to you. And that's what 988 is for also. So you just pick up your phone, you dial in 988 and hit send, and you are instantly connected to somebody that you can talk to about what's going on in life and just take it from there. So anyways, guys, I'm gonna go ahead and let you go. Kind of a short podcast today, but if you have any questions, comments, concerns, please put them in the comment section down below or shoot me an email, hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com, and then in the subject line put in podcast question or something like that. And yeah, Until next time, I will talk to you then. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson. Please make sure to check back often as new episodes are released bi-weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a message to hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And until next time, stay happy, safe, and keep doing the best you can with what you have been given.